And come in one day.
No, on that, on the hot one. My office is here.
My wife said a game, she will say, of course, take yours. Well, it's that week too, so it's like, work's gonna suck. That's gonna be fun. Try and be on calls or three and a half year old yell at me. Oh, it's miserable.
So you all also?
I'm gonna double check on this. Yeah, it's a little tricky.
I tried to write down the names and I gave up.
Rocky, we roll. Motion to come out of recess.
Yes, I will. Yes, yes.
Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Second floor.
There we go.
We're on our homeward bound here.
Rocky, roll. These three ladies would like to go home.
Yes. Okay, we are on number nine, discussion items.
Now, each of these districts.
No, we didn't.
Is it just a select board members from the district?
Coming out of recess.
No.
No, we didn't.
We have a motion and a second.
So it's up to all these guys.
Just in case, I don't know how to have to, but let's take one anyways, it doesn't hurt. That's 5-0. Any discussion items that commissioners have?
Actually, I'll listen to this right now.
Okay, let's go on the agenda.
You won't care, just talk to me a lot.
I need to wrap my head around this solar thing.
Yeah, we need the opportunity to, you know.
That's a woman reading all 30 pages.
But what are you?
I know about it, you know, I know how it works, so.
I have like minimal knowledge with solar stuff, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you should understand.
If you have good questions that we may not have, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I'll have to read it, it's just very minimal solar knowledge.
Mr. Mesa has an input on that, this is a subject that he is.
Yeah, I know the town of Lisbon did this.
Yep. But I don't know, I'd be curious if they're happy.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't affect the power, it doesn't affect the billing, it doesn't affect anything. You, as a municipality or as a residential, own a part, a little portion of a large farm, a solar farm, and it could be a conglomerate of farms, installations. And the way it works is a little convoluted because the people building the farms get, they build the supplier of energy, and then the supplier of energy gives a discount to the users of it.
But isn't it, so it's strictly just for the county building, right, in the jail?
It's our master meter, it must be our master meter.
Right, just for here, okay.
And according to this sheet, we spent $126,000 for CMP on the interface.
Yeah.
And as Ed pointed out earlier, electricity goes up to 140. Theoretically, we're saving more, but of course, we also spend a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But we're saving that 14% of that extra.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, we're about to sign a 20-year contract, and I think to have a discussion would be.
That was all I was getting at. I just want to wrap my head around
Ryan
it and
is
talk about
totally,
it.
You're
because
okay.
10, 15 years from now, we're not here.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to be talking about us, and we'd like to have them say it. Awesome.
Glad they did that.
No, that's it. I just want to know that they're happy and not.
Yeah. The part that I can't wrap my head around is the saving of green points to look good, whereas if you sell the green points, you can save money. But you save them to look good.
Well,
but you still have, I mean, you
look good if you sell the points as far as the taxpayers are concerned. If you're looking good for the green side of it, then you're not selling it.
In my eyes, we sell and help the taxpayers.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
it
seems
it's an annual
silly
thing, though.
Annually, yes.
But some businesses,
so
like,
if there's ever a different set of commissioners, they can go.
Yeah.
Some businesses like to tout being carbon neutral, and that's where that would come in.
Yeah.
if you hold on to that, those green, those credits,
yeah.
Then they can say, well.
So we don't know this building's not carbon neutral?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
To me, that's just money that you're sitting on and not, you know, utilizing.
Well, once it's gone, it's gone. Maybe you could leverage it in the future. That's the whole thing. This is a whole industry.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they carried them over.
Right.
So you know, a couple of years down the road, you could really cash in on those points if you wanted
you
to.
You don't know what they're going to be worth.
Yeah.
See, right now.
I'm just saying, I don't know, can we carry them over like that, or is it just you have an option to sell them annually, or that's it? So you're like me. Okay, cool.
Pretty much.
That's a good question. I don't know. Could you write that down
sure. To Dave to find out? Can we bank them, I guess, is what?
Yes, can we roll over the bank credits?
Yeah.
And the idea that they will be worth more in the future.
Because that would be intriguing.
And the other thing is the value of those credits set for the period of 20 years? Or can it change year after year until this contract is over?
That's a good question.
Oh, very good question.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a conversation. I know Garrett has a lot more knowledge in solar, so I'm curious to his input as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll stop ranting about the solar.
If you think of any other questions, just feel free to email and I'll get with Dave and we'll get answers for you.
Thank you.
So there was something I wanted to ask you in the discussion about, and I won't reach out unless everyone is on board with it. Some of the IT security programs, which are really expensive, would you have any interest in seeing if we could go together with other counties as like, I guess the first place that would make sense to me is our judicial district. And see if instead of us by, you know, the programs are, I think, with my little bit of knowledge, and I'm the first one to say I don't have great knowledge about this, but I think these programs are built for corporations, and they might be big enough that the three counties could go together and, you know, invest in this together as one entity.
Well, I wouldn't be averse to that, but normally you're paying for the license to use that software. So if it's done with each individual user and there's no gains in coordinating, or what do you call it, collaborative, whatever. That's a good question, but if there's savings and we're still doing the same thing, we're getting the same thing, that is a good idea as far as I'm concerned. It would be Franklin, Oxford, and Andrew Squad.
Those would be the first ones I would reach out to. If they have no interest, then maybe see if, you know, we don't have to stay with our judicial district, but I guess in my head that makes, we're already cooperating with them on other issues. And we already buy software together with them as far as, you know, judicial software, and see if we, because some of these savings or some of these costs are going to be.
I think the ARPA request is 200,000.
And if we could share more than that, some of that.
Yeah, I'm confused by the ARPA request because you're not both. Because that's the vendors I deal with, it's an annual cost. So the problem with ARPA is we're just kicking the can down the road for 12 months. We're not really solving the long issue.
12 months.
You know what my problem is with that too, is that one department has the biggest increases every year because of cybersecurity. And when I've been against them, you know, it's gotten the budget committee and got blown out of the water. They're saying, no, we have to have this. And, you know, there's no other department. So it's not like we're dealing in the 1800s here. You know, they have had substantial increases, tripling and four times in just a few years. And you know, them to have such a big ARPA request too.
Well, the challenge you have here is I don't know how old the previous system was. You know, was it, because we, didn't we hire somebody to be in charge of that?
Yep.
And we didn't have anybody before? So was it
correct?
Well, we didn't have, what was it, three, 4 months we didn't have someone.
Oh, it was just 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
No, we've had an IT director. My first year, we didn't have an IT director, and there's been an IT director ever since then.
I didn't know we had one until the new guy.
No, yeah, we've always.
Oh, I thought.
How many, I didn't know.
I do think
there was a few months, and
there was a
day was covering it.
Right.
Because we were.
In between the two directors.
Okay. Okay, I thought he was like a new position that had been created.
Same.
So that's why, and I figured he came in, and I hate to say it, but found a can of worms, and just.
I think he did that.
To be honest with you, though, every IT director we've had has come in and said, well, this is a mess. You see a new one here.
And that's because of equipment.
We've had three, right? And they all have their own way, and their eyes come in and go, oh, this has to be completely worked.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that your computer room downstairs is far from, lacks a lot of security. I mean, it's not the most secure facility as far as. I want to say it's as bad as the building is old, but it's
very bad.
The one in the cellar, or?
Yeah, the one in the cellar.
Yeah.
They are putting locks on the doors in the cellar.
Yeah, see, that's
so
the first thing
them.
They should have done, like, that putting locks.
Well, they're just setting it up right now to activate it. He's asked the state, and the state is getting on it. There's something she's doing.
State has to get on it for us.
Well, she has control of the badges and the swipes, and so.
Oh, so
yeah.
Electronic locks? Is
yes.
It? Oh. So they have a record of who's going in and out?
Well, yes, actually. I mean.
You don't know where yours is?
It's home somewhere in my office.
Somebody's coming in and they get
in my office,
right?
Are you interested in that at all? And I probably wouldn't be the one to talk to, but I have an IT director at my work. I would probably, because he can talk so much more intelligently about it, probably say, would you make this phone call for
me? There's no reason not to want
to
talk about collaborating.
That's
the whole idea behind.
Or why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea behind county government is the towns collaborate to provide the services we do, registry deeds, probate court, and all that.
Yeah,
and for us to want to do that with the courts. The part that I'm confused by is, does the jail have their own IT person, or I guess?
No.
Okay, so.
They have people that work on computers, but Doug is both.
Doug is both.
Do the other two counties use the same company for software?
I haven't made that phone call because I had the authority to just go out and start calling on behalf of the county without.
Because if we have to change everything, I mean, we'll have to really look at the pros and cons of that.
It's got
to
be a bigger conversation.
I would think that that's something that we would want Doug, the IT director, involved in the conversation.
Okay.
He knows what we have the systems and. He may know what the other
companies. Right, and he may tell
know.
Us right away that this, you
yeah.
know, they're working on a
but I
different.
Would definitely include him in.
Like when we hired Doug, I sort of wanted to do that and let Doug run it just like the DA, where, you know, you had people that had limited knowledge and then one person that all three counties worked together that had, was very, very qualified and then just for the everyday problems, you know. As a savings, so there wasn't a lot of buy-in at that point, so I'm revisiting it now with all this new expenditures.
Do you know of any other main counties that collaborate in that way?
No, I don't.
It may be a great idea. I mean, great result.
It's not going to cost us. To ask the question, correct?
No,
other than our time and effort.
All
I mean,
can say is no.
I mean, right, they can only say no, and if anything, maybe we'll understand better going forward.
So maybe instead of using my IT guy, the best thing to do is have Doug reach, if he thinks it's a good idea, let him reach out to the, you and he reach out to the other county administrators and.
Yeah, right. And the building is, I mean, the building has to pay for that software.
But it has the potential to save us money.
It just seems like this is such a big expenditure all the time. I just want to go back to pencil and paper.
I just don't like paying it, but it's like.
No, yeah.
Okay, any other discussion items? Okay, so for future agenda, I have the net energy, the paving the parking lot. Do you think that'll be on the next agenda?
I believe it will be, yep.
And then also putting on the agenda to open the supervisory contract.
With an executive session?
Reopen.
Is that with an executive session?
Only if the commissioners want it. If you have more questions and you want it, or you want to discuss it without the union here, we can talk about it.
Why don't we put, what executive session? And if we don't go.
We don't need it.
You don't use it, but it's better, because if we don't post it that way and we do want to go into executive session, we can't, right?
Well, we did tonight.
We can vote on it, but it's easier to split it out there. We don't need it, we don't.
Well, we, I think the way it is we can't do it if we're going to vote when we come out of it. Tonight I knew there was going to be no vote.
Okay.
Not only that.
We can't vote on things if it's not on the agenda.
It's also a question of prior notice. If it's not on the agenda that you'll have an executive session, you may not be able to have it.
No, we can have an executive session without prior notice.
Yeah, we can vote into these things.
Yeah, because sometimes things come up.
We can have a majority vote.
It's just we can't vote.
We can't vote after the one that we talked about.
Which is where you're talking.
We can just talk.
Oh, just the vote.
Yeah, we can just talk.
But we can definitely talk.
Yeah, sorry, we can't vote on it after.
So just put it on the agenda and just to be safe. And then if we don't need it, if people are ready to vote.
Goes without saying, like, we're going to get the ARPA discussions going again, since we have the money.
Fire them back up again.
Start dispersing.
So would you give me that look?
You'd like to, we did not have it on today's agenda because the treasurer had voiced to me that there are some of the items that she's still looking into and still has some more questions about.
After the compliance audit and talk, speaking with the auditor and what they're looking for, and even some of the new, I mean, it was last minute that they received their auditing standards. What I want to do is send all the proposals, or at least a description of what all of them are for, and make sure it fits in what they have for compliance guidelines.
So
that we're not trying to figure it out in the meeting, we have it right from the auditors that, yes, this is what it's for.
And our next meeting's a month away, that should be enough time, right?
Yeah, that should be.
And when I was in Washington last week, they were talking about more, but you said you don't think we are going to be under any of those new standards that came out?
The ones I've heard, no, they're the above 250,000 residents population, so we're under that.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about it was the 10 million, if it's more than 10 million, less than 10 million, we wouldn't.
Well, it depends if you're talking about the
county population.
Oh, I don't know.
130.
130?
Wow, wow.
Isn't it?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's what the number is.
You guessing?
Are you guessing now?
He's guessing.
No, he's confident in that answer.
It doesn't matter if he's guessing, he said it was so much counter.
He's Googling me, so we'll find out.
The thing where he says, am I right?
As of 2020, it was down to 107,000.
107, oh.
2 years ago, we could be up.
2 years ago, COVID babies. True, and lots of people moved into the county.
That's a lot of movement.
That was a very confident answer. I'm all.
But you're wrong. I accept I'm wrong. I don't have a problem.
Any other agenda?
I went with 130. You said it, I was.
We're not over 250. That is very.
We're way away from that.
Yeah, but that is.
There was a change in the reporting portal from what I hear, because the last report I submitted, they still had the interim final rule structure on the reporting. So they've switched it over to the final rule.
Have they dropped the word interim?
Yes.
And so now we're finally at a final.
It's final.
That's good.
Yeah. That doesn't mean they won't still change.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to do that now.
Anything else commissioners would like on the agenda? And of course, if you think of something, email me, we'll make sure it's on there. And a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Beat you. She was going for it.
Oh, yeah. She's on a roll.
And I mentioned it to a couple commissioners beforehand, but I think Commissioner Mingo will be coming to join us.
Good, can't wait to see you.
So that's very good. All those in favor? That's 5-0. Have a nice evening.
Woo! So happy.
Two meetings and six months. Same meeting as the round.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's a record.
Yeah.
Okay, just a word.